Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Welcome to this Kartik Inspiration. Today is Komadan Puja. Raghunath Goswami says a beautiful few lines about Govardhan. He says, "May Sri Govardhan always protect you." He received the adoration from Sri Krishna when Krishna effortlessly lifted him with his left hand and held him with great affection for 7 days. May Sri Govardhan always protect you. Govardhan's caves are decorated with the kumkum that fell from the bodies of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. May Sri Govardhan, the stone slabs of which look exactly like the jewel studded couch belonging to Sisi Radha Krishna, always protect you. High words, poetic words, words that ring with ecstatic devotion. On the last glorification, Giriraj's stone slabs look like jewel-studded furniture, a couch to be precise. Yes, one can sometimes see this. However, it is very clear that in order to see Vrindavan or Giriraj, you need to look with a new set of eyes. In Bhakti Ratnaka chapter 5, there is a statement by Raghava Pandit. All the places where Krishna performed his pastimes, and that includes Govardhan, can only be seen in ecstasy by people who are fortunate. This ecstatic, or let us say, at least love-felt vision is very important in order to look past the litter that is sometimes around Giriraj, to look past these huge lakes of monsoon water which were there when I was arriving in Vrindavan. These loving eyes can actually be applied in order to see the transcendental reality. There's a prayer of Raghunath Goswami who says, "When will I wander around the slopes of Govardhan Hill, constantly chanting, O Radhe, O Krishna, as if being ecstatic, totally ecstatic." This is the mood in which we can relish Vrindavan. Chant, and the chanting will do something to your heart. Sing while you are walking. Pray while you are stopping and standing before a holy place. Give some offering, flower or little amount of rupees. Do something to express affection and love. And then the new sets of eyes spring into action. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita is an interesting passage where Gop Kumar told a newcomer the secrets of seeing Vrindavan. He said, "Following the instructions of Sri Narada, I'm always chanting the holy names of my beloved Sri Krishna, and I'm residing in Sri Vrindavan, singing about and remembering his pastimes. Although I have attained this ecstatic condition while witnessing these pastimes of Sri Krishna, and I have kept these ecstatic feelings within the heart, I am feeling ashamed. How can I talk about this to any one who comes new to Vrindavan? So yes, look through the eyes of Bhava, of devotion. Then you will be able to see Vrindavan as it really is in its splendor. Then you will feel that Govardhan is the greatest servant of Krishna. Or you will see him as the Lord himself, who is willing to accept your services. In any way in which you look at Govardhan, there is one principle: look through a new set of eyes. Welcome to the next Kartik Inspirations.